Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. The cross. It is one of the most popular pendants that hang from the chains around many people's necks. It is on the steeple of many church buildings. It's popular among many athletes who very often make the sign of the cross as they are about to do their game. It is often found on walls in houses, a beautiful art piece, and it is included in many songs in the Christian religion. The cross is cast in different forms, but today I am asking you the question, what does the cross mean to you? Superstition? Salvation? Ornamental? Hope? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18. The cross was an ancient item of execution. Jesus was Jewish, and during that time, the Jewish nation was part of the wider Roman Empire. They were not slaves, but they were ruled by Roman laws and practices. And the Romans introduced the cross as a form of execution of criminals whose offenses were against Roman rule. The message of the cross was therefore a message of death, death for criminals, a shameful and painful death. I can only imagine that if someone committed a crime that looks like rebellion, insurrection, politics against Rome, a threat to Roman officials, then it should be expected that once you are caught, you would be facing death on a cross. Jesus was a threat to the religious establishment. They simply did not like him. He claimed to be the Son of God. He preached a different message that did not underscore the centuries of legalism that they believed in. His sermons were more popular than theirs, and of all things, he came from good-for-nothing Nazareth. You might remember when one guy found Jesus and went and invited his brother to come and meet Jesus of Nazareth. His brother scoffed at the invitation. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? For all the time Jesus was active in ministry, they plotted, they attempted, they considered various ways to kill him. There was one time they tried to push him off a hillside, but he walked away without as much as a fight. The week of the Passover was the tipping point. Jesus was spontaneously celebrated by hundreds and hundreds of people in Jerusalem that day when he rode into the city on a donkey. The crowd chanted, "Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Preposterous. That's it. The Jewish rulers, they had to get rid of Jesus. He must die. Fast forward, when they arrested him and brought him before Pilate, the governor. There was a practice for the Roman governor to release a prisoner during the Passover, so they brought out one of the worst criminals, Barabbas, a man who was guilty of stirring up rebellion against Roman rule. Certainly, he was a sure candidate for execution on a cross. So Pilate, being sure that they would release Jesus, offered Jesus versus Barabbas, and the crowd shocked him by shouting vociferously, "Crucify Jesus." The rest is history. Jesus was crucified on a cross, a shameful death, a death reserved for hardened criminals like the two other guys who were crucified alongside him. But the text speaks about a message of the cross. The original message was death, a shameful and disgraceful death, a death that was deserving. But there seems to be another message. The original message of the cross says that every human was sentenced to death because we had sinned against God. Remember, the wages of sin is death. However, when Jesus came, it was announced from very early that he was the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. Every Jewish person understood that the Lamb had to die as a sacrifice in order that their sins would be forgiven, if only for 1 year. Thus, Jesus came to die, not for an individual, not for a Jewish family, not for the Jewish race, but for the whole world. His death was destined to be shameful. He himself told Nicodemus that, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life. John 3 and verse 14. He knew it. He knew that he was going to die on a cross, that he was going to be lifted up in public view, but that his death would be not just an execution, but a message of hope. Jesus accepted that gift. That is why Paul wrote that he became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Philippians 2 verses 5 to 8. His execution was perfect. Death in public view, outside the city on a hill, for everyone to see, painful and shameful. But his death on the cross was a battlefield, the climax of a battle between God and Satan for the souls of men. Death on the cross was the ultimate for Satan. This would silence God once and for all. This death, however, was the ultimate for Jesus. He would defeat Satan totally and set people free from sin. My friend, Jesus won decisively. His death on the cross brought life eternal to everyone who would believe. His death on the cross sent out a message of hope for all humans, that whoever believes that Jesus is the Son of God, whoever believes that he died to set mankind free, that you shall receive the gift of God, which is eternal life. What is the message of the cross? Today, it is still an offensive message to those who do not believe in God, to those who still believe that living in sin is the best thing for them. The message of the cross is offensive because it is calling to them to turn away from sin and embrace God's gift of life. But the message of the cross, my friend, is a gift, a free gift, a gift that is still available to anyone who will accept the gift of eternal life. Next time you see the cross, hear the loud message, the message of salvation, the message of deliverance, the message of life. I love that message. I have embraced that message, and I hope you do that too.